Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Gaburi, CEO and founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And when it comes to achieving any goal, whether it be business or any goal that you can think of, your mind is everything. But there is a part of the mind that exists that we don't really tap into as much as we could, and that is your subconscious mind. And today's guest is going to share with us how we can program that subconscious mind in minutes so that we could achieve success in any area of life that we are pursuing. So who exactly is today's guest? Well, he's an entrepreneur, transformation coach, and subconscious mind programming expert. He's the creator of the mind power acceleration technology known as Mind Flavors. Reprogramming his own subconscious mind at an early age allowed him to achieve all of his dreams by the age of 31. Today's guest for episode 342 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Carl Hunter. Carl, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's great to be here with you.
Carl, I'm happy to have you on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. And I feel like the subconscious mind is so important for anyone who wants to be successful in business, because the thoughts that we say in here affect what comes out in the areas that we can see in our life. So certainly a very important topic. Before we get into it, though, can you give us some background into why you got into the whole subconscious mind and helping others master theirs?
Great question. Well, about 32 years ago, I was having a real tough time in life. I had started my own diamond business, which was doing quite well in the beginning. And then things just started to fall apart. And I really couldn't figure out why. It seemed like we were doing everything right. But things just, in the beginning, everything was clicking. And then suddenly they stopped clicking. And that led me on a path to discover, well, why is this happening? What's going on here? And I attracted some information from a friend that started teaching me about the subconscious mind. And that's really when the beginning started. I learned a process that really showed me some tremendous promise right away. And I decided I was going to master the process. And that was kind of the beginning of my journey.
And it's interesting how, I mean, one of the things that I realized on Breakthrough Success is that there are very few people who, you know, they're really committed to this, like, you know, from the beginning, because this is something that Carl just came across from recommendation. So maybe if you haven't found your path yet, it is possible that your path is on the way. So definitely something to throw out there. And I know that earlier I mentioned how you reprogram your subconscious mindset, you're able to accomplish all these big dreams that you had for yourself. So can you talk a little bit about what went into that and some of the techniques you used right out of the bat?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm excited to tell you that I'm going to teach your listeners right here today exactly how to do this. And you can literally see results overnight. It works that quickly. So the process itself is very simple. All you do is within 30 minutes of going to sleep, which is when your mind is the most receptive, you handwrite in cursive. It's important that it's cursive because that's a right brain activity, which bypasses the critical factor of the mind more easily and goes directly into your subconscious mind. So this is a synergistic approach we're talking about. So there's certain, you're going to be writing it in a certain way, and you're going to write it at a certain window of time. So you do it in cursive, you do it within 30 minutes of going to sleep, and you always write in the positive as though it already exists today. See, the subconscious mind is like a child. It does not know how to reason. So it's not going to, when you send it a command and you tell it what to do, it's not going to ask you, are you sure you really mean that? It's just going to execute the command. Okay? So that's the process. It's really quite simple. There are a lot of nuances as to And the real art is getting clear on, well, if I write this, what is the outcome going to be? And that takes time experimenting with it and playing around with it. But you can literally see results overnight. I started programming at the time when I started learning about this. My dream was to live on a tropical island. And at the time when my business fell apart, basically everything in my life had fallen apart. So I really didn't have the means to do much of anything at the time. And I realized that if I was going to change my life, I had to change the core structuring of my beliefs. What I believed I deserved, what I believed was possible in my life, and what I believed about success. Most of the subconscious beliefs are they're all below our level of consciousness. So they're running the show in our lives without us even realizing it. In fact, as much as 99% of what we experience each day is driven by our subconscious belief structure.
And it's interesting you mentioned the belief structure, because we could experience the same things but interpret them differently based on what our subconscious is. I like that idea of writing before you go to bed. Honestly, I'll be totally honest. That is something that I did and then I stopped doing. And now I'm going to go back to that because of this episode. So for everyone listening or watching the video, do that every night. I remember when I did it and it had a great impact on me. I just stopped and now I'm going back. Carl, with the really great wisdom there. One of the questions that I do want to ask, though, is subconscious minds. Like, I get the idea of, you know, writing before you go to bed, all these positive things. How do you keep that going the next day and like in the morning and in the afternoon when it's easier to get a little more critical and there's something bad can happen that contradicts what you wrote down the night before? So how do you keep the subconscious still positive and strong throughout the day?
Well, the beautiful thing about the subconscious mind is it is controlling all kinds of different things throughout your day, including your communication with other people. Most of our communication is telepathic. Most of it is below the level of consciousness. So when we meet up, as humans, we meet up, we've already had a conversation prior to that physical meeting up. And there's a lot of communication that's going on. So our subconscious mind is automatic. The beautiful part about this process is you don't have to be consciously thinking about, well, how do I keep this momentum going through the day? When you program your subconscious mind, it automatically takes care of all of this stuff. And I have to just say that it can seem a lot like magic. There's really nothing mystical about it, but it can seem like magic because you're simply writing something and the next day it's showing up in your life.
Yeah, I mean, that is no emphasis, because I remember when I wrote stuff down, like you wake up and you definitely go a different way. I mean, like just for instance, when we were both at the New Media Summit, I mean, that had a really big impact on me because you're seeing different things as to what's possible. And this subconscious exercise really allows you to view yourself in a different light and all of your abilities. One thing, though, that I do want to address is that some people, they may not see any good thing to write with their subconscious, or they may feel like it's a stretch to say something. Like maybe some people, they don't have an audience, they want to be a best-selling author, but they don't feel comfortable. They feel weird writing like, I am a best-selling author. So for people who may be on that boat for anything they're after, what would you say to them?
I would say that you can work on your skills and you could work on what you're projecting outwardly. Okay, that's going to affect your results more than anything else. And you can also work on what you believe you deserve, because if you want to be a best-selling author and you on an unconscious level have a belief that says, I don't believe that I deserve to be heard, that's going to affect your ability to get out there and be seen and heard. And it's going to get in the way. And the subconscious has a way of just showing up it tricks us. It doesn't always show up in an obvious way. It'll just make it so that we're either late to an appointment or an event or something, or it causes us to align with the outcome that it's been programmed to achieve. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I mean, I like that approach, and like, I feel like the subconscious, it definitely leads you towards that path and you don't really see it. When you do write the goals down, you know, right before you go to bed, you're having a more active role with the subconscious, but either way, the subconscious is still churning. So as Carl mentioned, there could be a big negative belief that is in there that you don't know about. And I feel like one of the challenges people have is they're not getting results. They don't know why. And when you go into the subconscious, you don't know what it really is. So how can we get to the root of if we have a subconscious that's leading us in the wrong direction, how do we figure out what's causing it and then correct it?
Well, I like to take a couple of different approaches to it. In the beginning, I did a lot of what I call core programming around our core beliefs. Because if we have negative beliefs about our safety, about our acceptance in society, about our approval, our self-approval and approval of others, then those things are going to affect all different areas of our lives. And every time when we're striving for success in some area, one of those beliefs is going to kick up and it's going to get in the way. So the first thing I like to do is to work on clearing out a lot of those core beliefs. And I talk about this in an ebook that I've written that I'd be happy to share with your listeners, and we can talk about that later. And so the core beliefs are connected to, see, when we come in as a baby in the world, we're dependent on those around us, our caregivers. And so we quickly learn how to tune in and vibe in with them, and so that we can be approved, so that they'll approve of us and accept us and they'll take care of us. And these are all instinctual beliefs and activities that are going on. So we develop that bond and we start tuning in to those caregivers. And if those caregivers either have beliefs that are limiting, or they have an interaction with us where we interpret something that happened interpret that in a negative way, that's all going to influence and affect all different areas of our life. So the first thing that I like to do is to work on clearing out the core beliefs. Once you've worked on that and those things are no longer holding you back, then it gets really fun, where you can start getting creative and going after your goals and programming those. You can do it simultaneously, but I do recommend clearing out those other things too, because they tend to slow things down and get in the way. And if you just kind of deal with those first, it makes your life a lot easier. It makes the unfolding of your new focus happen a lot quicker.
And I feel like there are a lot of beliefs that, again, you don't know when they emerge. It could be something that happens to you when you're four that affects you for 50 years. And that has happened to a lot of people. And it's better to address those things now, even if they're really deep, even if they bring up bad memories. It is better to address those things now than to dwell on them for the rest of your life. So I feel like this exercise is great for people who just want to live a better life. But also, if you're able to address these things, your productivity is going to go up. That's going to positively affect the way you see your business and your potential. So sales are going to go up. So this is something great for a profit standpoint as well, for people who have that business angle. And I feel like people want to have, like, you know, the reprogramming that we talked about, but what do you believe holds most people back from really seeing that reprogramming have that transformational impact on them?
Great question. One of the biggest factors, and I talk about this constantly with people, and that is the subconscious is very powerful, and it is designed to keep the status quo. It's designed to keep things the same. So the biggest challenge for people when they're wanting to make change in their lives is dealing with the resistance that the subconscious mind puts up. Now, it's a really it puts up a powerful resistance. However, it's actually a good thing. It's a protective mechanism to keep us safe. But we've evolved to the point where we're no longer being, you know, chased by bears and tigers and animals like that, and so we don't have to have the same type of safety mechanisms that we use like that. And so we live in a different world now, and we can program our minds to experience a different reality. But the biggest challenge that I see time and time again is the resistance. And the way that the resistance shows up is one of the most common ways is when you know that you're going to program your subconscious mind by doing the writing before you go to sleep, the subconscious also knows that you're trying to make a change. And it knows that if it lets you do that writing, the change is going to occur. And so what it's going to do is it's going to make you feel, oh, you know, maybe I'm just too tired tonight to do this. Or maybe you can't find a pen. I've heard all these different excuses. Even though they're excuses, to be compassionate on people, I understand that it's the subconscious that's resisting. It's not them being lazy. It's not them being undisciplined. It's not them not having enough desire to change. It's the powerful, powerful subconscious resistance that's blocking them from change. And the best way to overcome that, I found, is to program myself to easily bypass that resistance. In other words, program myself to do the writing. I learned early on when I started sharing this with people, they would come up with all those different excuses and tell me. And then when I could get people to do the writing and they did it and they would get amazing results, and oftentimes they would have they wouldn't make the connection that the writing was exactly correlating to what the results that showed up. So it's an interesting situation when you're working with the subconscious mind, because like I said earlier, it kind of seems magical, because we're used to doing things with our conscious mind. We're used to doing things in the physical world. We're used to pounding things into place in the physical world. And this is just the opposite. This is going on the inside, programming, sending a program to a different part of who we are, our subconscious mind, and turning it over and saying, you take care of it now, and then just going out and living your life, but the world shows up differently. That's what's amazing.
Yeah, and the writing, I feel like, is definitely a strong correlation if you are doing that habit. I did it. Again, I'm going back to it. If you do it, you know that it's got a correlation. One of the things that I do want to point out, though, is that, yes, the subconscious mind, it can really hold us back in the sense where you don't want to do the little things to get to that point where you are writing each night. But once you get to that point and you're doing it, it's easier to keep doing it. It becomes a habit. And the important thing to note about this is that, I mean, it's not that much time that it takes up, maybe 5 minutes. I mean, if getting a pen is something you've heard before, I mean, it really doesn't take that long. I mean, like, I have a pen right now, so it doesn't take that. It's not that much effort to get a pen. It's just the action of making it a habit. And if you just commit to doing it, just schedule it in your day or set a reminder on your phone. I'm finding reminders on my phone have been really big for me. You might want to do that as well, watching or listening to this episode. But on this road to habits, I'm wondering, Carl, if you could share with us some of your habits that you would consider essential for your success.
Sure. I do the writing every night. I've developed a new mind power acceleration technology that I use in the morning and I use in the evening. I also use another technique or a process called Invigorate that my partner has created, which is an accelerated breath technique to move out the cellular memory from the body of the old negative programming. So those are my daily practice. Those are my bottom line absolutes every single day.
I mean, those are certainly great habits. And I mean, if you just adopt the right habits in your life, it can really have a big impact on you on a subconscious level. And then eventually you see the results. It's something that gradually happens over time. One of the habits that I do recommend myself is to learn as much as you can. That's why I host multiple podcasts. That's why I read a lot of books. So with that in mind, Carl, I'm wondering if you could share with us one book that you believe would have a positive impact on us.
Sure. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. Really great book. It explains a lot of the mechanics. And see, most people are not aware of how powerful our subconscious minds are and what it's actually doing, how it's influencing our lives. So he does a good job of breaking all of that down. And you can use it in any area of your life.
Carl, thank you for that great book recommendation. That will be in the show notes, markaberty.com/E342. We'll also throw my book, The Wealthy Author, in there for anyone who is interested, and my email address as well, because if you want me to create your funnel entirely for free, just contact me through that email. You have to not be a ClickFunnels member yet for that to apply. But all of that will be detailed in the show notes. And before we wrap up this episode, I'm wondering if you could share with us one question that you believe we need to be asking ourselves more often.
One question. I would say the question to be asking all the time is, where am I directing my precious focus?
Great question. I mean, yeah, that really covers a lot of ground.
Because what we focus on expands, and our energy is powerful. And the more you get into the programming your subconscious mind, the more powerful your abilities become to manifest the things that you're asking for.
Yeah, that's a very great thought, very great insight, along with all the other ones you shared throughout our time together. I know, Carl, you have an ebook for us. I know we can find you at mindflavors.com. I'm wondering if you want to talk a little more about that so we could all continue following you and learning from you.
Sure. For about 30 plus years, I was doing the writing technique and with great results, and I decided to use that process to program myself to increase my manifestation abilities exponentially. And the subconscious mind is so powerful, it did it for me. And it led me in a direction where I started studying some ancient wisdom around sacred geometry. And the bottom line is I've developed a new technology, and it is changing people's lives literally right from the first time people watch this. It's a 4.5 minute video. And what people are experiencing is immediate freedom from the negative mind chatter. Now, I've never experienced anything ever that does this prior to this. And so it's been pretty amazing what we've been seeing happening. So it's the next evolution, if you will, of programming. I was getting great results with the writing, but I really wanted to have things. I wanted to be able to automate things, and I wanted to take it to a higher level. And now I can just push a button and things happen.
Carl, thank you so much for sharing those resources with us and all of your great insights. It was such a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success Podcast.
Thank you. Now, I also wanted to tell you, Mark, that I put together a few power declarations for your listeners.
Oh, sweet. Definitely.
And so if you would like to put them, they're about breaking through, success breakthrough, and business. This is so powerful to use in your business. It can really transform things. And literally, you can start seeing results overnight. So I put together five declarations specifically for your listeners, and I'll send those over to you, and you can add those into the show notes so that when they download the ebook and read all the specifics on how to do the programming, they can use these power declarations.
Sounds good. We'll definitely work to include those in the show notes. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot, Mark, for having me.